Welcome to Missionary Talks, where we talk with missionaries and learn about their lives and work. Today on Missionary Talks, we'll be talking with my son, James Peach. This episode will be a little bit different in that my son is 9 years old, and so some of his answers to the questions aren't your typical missionary answers. However, I think you will enjoy the interview. Today we're talking with James Peach. He's my son. We're missionaries in Merida, Mexico. We work with the deaf. We're continuing our series of interviews with missionary kids. James, how old are you?
9.
You're 9 years old. And how long have we been in Mexico?
We've been here for 3 years. Actually, 2.5 years.
2.5 years. So you came to Mexico when you were 6 years old?
Correct.
Did you go to language school?
No.
No. Do you speak Spanish, though?
Yes.
Tell me about your Spanish. How well do you speak Spanish?
I speak más o menos. In other words, maybe okay, maybe not okay.
So you speak Spanish pretty well. What's the thing that has helped you learn Spanish the best?
Well, just listening, really.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
One sister.
You have one sister. How old is your sister?
2 years old.
Can you tell me, James, some of the fun things that you've done since you've been here in Mexico?
Well, there's been new games to play, and it's kind of fun.
What kind of new games do you get to play?
Like there's this kind of different way of playing dodgeball there. It's pretty fun.
Besides learning new games, what other fun things have you gotten to do while you've been here in Mexico?
Going to the Mayan ruins was fun.
Okay, there's several Mayan ruins here. Can you tell us about Xibichaltun?
Xibichaltun is a mainly grassy place, and they got this thing called a cenote. It's like a big hole in the ground, like a well you can swim in.
What about Chichen Itza?
Chichen Itza, my favorite part is climbing this big ruin up there.
And what kind of ruin is it? Is it like a
pyramid ruin?
Oh, it's a pyramid.
You climb up the steps. There's 98 steps, I believe.
There's 91 steps on each side. Tell me something interesting about Chichen Itza besides the pyramid.
There's another cenote. However, this one you can't go swimming in. It's way in the ground.
Do you know the name of the Mayan god that they worship there at Chichen Itza?
Kukulkan.
Kukulkan. Besides climbing on the pyramid, what else can you do there at Chichen Itza?
On the little corridor, one of the four steps, there's a door. Leads you into a passage where you can go up the stairs and get to this little room.
So you actually climb up some stairs inside the pyramid?
Yes.
And what do you see inside the little room?
Well, there's this jaguar, and I believe there's a statue of Chokmul there.
And then after you come out of the pyramid, what else can you see there at the Chichen Itza?
There's a just slightly smaller pyramid there.
What about the ball court there? They have a big ball court where they played the Mayan ball game. What can you tell us about that?
The ball game, you can't use your hands. Problem about that is that the hoop is way up there.
A hoop, like a basketball hoop?
Yes, but instead of going down, it's turned on its side.
Okay, so you have to put the ball through the hoop sideways.
Yes.
Okay. And you had to do that without using your hands.
Yes.
And they say that if you lost, what happened?
Well, then you're sacrificed to their gods.
Uh-huh. After you leave the ball field, then you go down to the cenote. Tell me again what a cenote is.
Cenote is a hole in the ground. In the past, used as a well.
What else interesting is there at Chichen Itza?
There's this little cave full of tunnels. However, it's completely dark. No light at all. You go through, and sometimes you get to see little Mayan scriptings there.
Okay, so you've told us about Xibichaltun and Chichen Itza. What other Mayan ruins have you been to see here?
Uxmal is another one. I really don't remember Uxmal a lot, though.
Uxmal is another Mayan ruin. It's about an hour and a half from here. And it has a very large pyramid, though you're not allowed to climb on that today. It's a very expansive city. Okay, so you've taken us to Zibichatum, Chichen Itza, Uxmal. Is there any other interesting places to go and see?
Yes. There is one place. There are three cenotes, all open to go in and swim.
Let me explain for a second what a cenote is. There are no above-ground rivers and lakes here in the Yucatan Peninsula. We have an underwater river system. And to get water then, fresh water, you would dig down into one of these sinkholes. A baby cenote would be basically just a well where you could put a bucket down into a hole, or sometimes they're drilled out to get down to the water supply that's underneath, just like a water table would be where you dig a well in the United States, except this is very shallow typically. It's only 15, 30 feet below the ground. If it's what's called a baby cenote, then it just has a hole that you can get to it. But as it matures, as this hole grows bigger and bigger, eventually it'll be opened up to the sky and it would be like a lake, except it's down below the ground level. So these cenotes would be where the fresh water supply in the Yucatan Peninsula came from.
One of them I wouldn't recommend going to swim. The last cenote, the one we usually go on first, it's a nice place. There's a little hill in the middle of it. If you can swim out there, then you can stand on the hill and look up through the hole there.
These cenotes, what makes them special? Why would you go to see them?
Well, you go by wagon.
You go on a wagon. What kind of wagon is it? Is it just like
horse
a covered
wagon?
A horse-drawn wagon. And is it a wagon like it has big wheels like the pioneers came across the United States in?
Actually, it's more like it follows train tracks.
So it's a little train car.
Yeah.
Pulled by horses. Is the water dirty?
And some of those, yes. But mostly, no. It's beautiful.
Beautiful clear waters in the cenotes, and you can swim in them. Are there any sharks or anything that's going to eat you in there?
No, I don't think so. How we never know.
What else do we have in this area that we can go see?
Progreso is a beautiful place to go to. It has lots of beaches.
Okay, so that's where the beach is. And is that a long way from where you live?
No, it's just about 30 minutes.
Okay, so about a half hour and you can go to the beach. Now, there was something special we did. We went and swam with some big fish a few months ago. Tell us about that.
We went and swam with whale sharks for my mom and dad's anniversary, and it was pretty cool. However, the trip was long. I mean long.
Oh, the whale sharks. Tell us a little bit about whale sharks. What's so special about them?
Well, they're the biggest fish in the ocean.
Okay. They're bigger than blue whale?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. Well, then why are they called the biggest fish in the ocean?
Blue whales aren't fish.
Oh, okay. But they're pretty big, huh? And they're sharks. Do they eat people?
No, they don't. They only eat small, tiny, tiny, tiny animals called krill.
Okay, so they don't eat people. Did you get to swim with them?
Yes, we did. And do I tell you, they're not as big as I thought.
Well, they can get up to being like 50 feet long. The ones we saw were only about 25 or 30 feet long, which is still pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
Did you touch one?
Well, I was able to feel one that while they were passing by, but I never really touched it.
What are the names of some of the stores you have in Mexico, in Merida?
Chedraui, Soriano, Walmart.
You have a Walmart?
Yes.
Okay, what other stores do you have?
Comercio Mexicano, Mega, Coppel.
You also have Costco and Sam's. What is it you miss about living in the United States?
Snow.
Snow. And how much snow have you ever had?
A couple, a little bit. No, not much, but I love snow, period. Period, period, period.
So it doesn't snow in Merida?
It's too hot.
It's too hot? Like, how hot is it?
More than 100 degrees in Fahrenheit hot?
More than 100 degrees. Does it get over 100 degrees very often?
In summer, yes.
Right now, it's the middle of winter. Is it cold now?
You could say that again.
It's cold?
Yes.
It's 93 degrees outside, son. That's not cold.
It is to me.
Okay, so you say it's cold because it gets down into the 70s.
50s.
In the 50s. Okay, it has gotten down into the 50s twice this year. But you want to go back to the United States so you can see snow?
Yes.
And the snow is too not too cold?
It's cold, but I'll find some way to stay warm.
Do you ever get to go back to the United States?
Yes, I'm going to go this Tuesday back to the United States to see my cousins.
How long are you going to be gone?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. 2 weeks to visit your cousins, and where do your cousins live?
Indiana.
Do you have a favorite Bible verse?
Yes.
And what is that?
John 3:16.
Can you quote it for us?
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Can you quote a verse in Spanish?
Juan 3:16. Porque de tal manera amó Dios al mundo, que ha dado a su Hijo unigénito, para que todo que aquel en él cree no se pierda, mas tenga vida eterna.
If you had a 9-year-old friend that you wanted to tell them something exciting about the mission field, what would you tell them?
That it's a cool place, you can make new friends and stuff.
And you get to learn a new language?
Yes.
It's been nice talking to you, James, here on Missionary Talks. If anybody has any questions for James, you can write to me, david@missionarytalks.com, and I can pass on any questions or anything you'd like to say to James, and he might be able to respond to you. James, is there anything you'd like to say in closing?
Thanks for having me here on Missionary Talks.
You've been listening to Missionary Talks with David Peach. Please visit us at missionarytalks.com.